Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
So I was in a, how much of a car lover are you?
I like cars a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because it was an icebreaker question at a men's group I was at the other night. And it was kind of like, name your first, the car that you had that you most loved. And so what if I asked you that, what would your answer be?
I mean, if you ask the car I most love that I've had, it's the one I have now, which is a Hyundai Kona.
Yeah.
But, you know, I certainly like other cars better than this one. This is just my favorite of the ones I've owned.
Maybe that becomes the question of the morning is what car that you had have you most enjoyed? I don't know. I look back, I've had a lot of Hondas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you get the practical in terms of, I think maybe the Honda Pilot we had was pretty cool. But again, it's not like I've never had a sports car. I mean, my Hot Wheel purple Ferrari was like my favorite car of all time. But
sure, understandably. So when I was in high school, there was a guy at a restaurant I worked at that had a 1967 Camaro, and for some reason, he let me as a high school kid borrow it overnight, and that was just delightful and really dangerous. So
Right. Now, Peggy had a chance to drive a friend's Corvette recently.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember her saying that at breakfast.
Yeah, great story, our friend Wayne Street. So, I mean, it just is like Wayne's had a few of those, and and he likes to take them up to Duluth and go around the track, and he trains other guys to do that. So it's, but he helped Teamwork Africa get an ambulance, which I think we still are trying to sell if anybody wants to buy an ambulance. And we're going to try to sell it as a fundraiser for like $5,000 if we could. But anyhow, somewhere in the process, that was the car he drove, and he let her drive it. So
nice. That's the way to go.
Yeah. So just a slight bit of political commentary this morning. Observation. We are citizens in this great country called the United States of America. And I guess, you know, I was surprised that Florida controversial Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, that I know Western Wisconsin's Derek Van Orden is not a fan of, and I will be trying to find audio of Derek Van Orden talking about Matt Gaetz, because I know he did at the Republican convention in Milwaukee this summer, and he was not a fan because Derek was a fan of Kevin McCarthy as the speaker and defended him, and that's just scratching the surface on stuff about Matt Gaetz. So I was stunned to see that as the choice for Attorney General, the nation's top cop.
Yeah, as was I. I read this morning that two GOP senators have already said they will not vote to support his.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be controversial.
Yeah.
And whether it goes through, and then what does it mean that he's already stepped down from his congressional position? I think there's all sorts of questions that are up in the air about that. And
what it means is he's no longer a subject to the House investigation that he
possibly
was facing.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, that's what seems to be the case. But right. So
anyhow, so it's crazy times, right? So
yep.
All right. Well, it is a. And I think that's the thing that can be hard sometimes when we can, I mean, it's been interesting to monitor some of our show. Like I heard one show, talk show host Jesse Kelly on a different station yesterday. He wasn't specifically, the part I heard, he wasn't specifically naming Gaetz, but he was talking about if we're going to disrupt things, we need disruptors. So that was kind of his. And then on Mark Levin on WOGO was more running through some of his favorite cabinet choices, of which he named several, and Gaetz was not one of them. So
sure.
All right, we got Matthew 26, 8 through 10 today.
And that says, the disciples were indignant when they saw this. What a waste, they said. It could have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, replied, why criticize this woman for doing such a good thing to me?
And in your letters to the beloved devotional commentary, you say, as the disciples watched Mary, they could not believe their eyes. They grumbled, what an absolute waste. She could have sold the perfume for a lot of money. And we could have given it to the poor. Mary cowered at their words, immediately feeling the sting of shame. She had acted out of love for Jesus, but the disciples' response made her feel foolish. Well, let me first of all say, great writing there. I mean, I think that sentence really jumps out at me. Mary cowered at their words, immediately feeling the sting of shame. Talk about that.
Yeah, so what I was going to say in that is, one of the things I think we should do in stepping into these stories is really try to put ourselves in the room. You know, what are we witnessing? You know, don't read them as dry commentary, but what was happening emotionally? What were people feeling? Imagine what would be going through their heads with all of this, and I think that can add flesh to the story. I think that's what the show The Chosen did so well. Mm-hmm. And you know, so for me, I think that's the case. And I just imagine Mary, you know, really struggling with, boy, oh boy, these men in this room are just openly criticizing me. If I were in that situation, I would have cowered in shame as well.
Yeah, for sure. So. Thank you, friend or buddy Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Well, you've been hearing us talk about the kindness jar as we're out and about trying to share God's love and kindness in West Central Wisconsin using funds from our sponsors and your generous donations. Our goal is to carry out a different random act of kindness each month. The more you help us fill the kindness jar, the more good we can do. You can check out WIB Radio on Facebook and YouTube to see videos of what we've done so far. In fact, here's a part of the latest video shared from yesterday on the WIB Facebook page.
Hi there. My name is Caleb. I'm from WWIB and WOGO Radio. This is Sam.
Hi.
Is there any chance that we could ask you a couple of questions real quick just about how grocery prices have impacted you in the past year or two?
Well, they certainly have gone up a lot. Well, we don't want to eat like we always did.
Sure.
Yeah. People do, which I don't know where they get the money.
Yeah.
To do that.
Well, things have just been a lot different, too. And things used to be a dollar, and then it's $1.50. You know, it adds up.
Smaller bags of everything and higher in price.
Yeah.
But people don't see that. They don't. They just look at what it costs for the bag.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we're from WWIB and WOGO. We're actually just down the road here in Hollis. We're the Christian music station, too.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I listen to that.
Yeah. So, and actually, we've got a bit of an ulterior motive here today talking to you. So we're doing something called the Kindness Jar. And so our listeners and our sponsors have sent us out to do random acts of kindness and blessing to strangers. And so we'd like to help you out a little bit with some groceries today, if that's all right, that you could use for yourself or to bless others as well.
That would certainly be nice.
Yeah, so we've got a couple hundred dollars here for you. And again, this is from our sponsors and from our listeners. And this is just to bless strangers. And so you happen to park by us today, and so we'd like to bless you.
Well, geez, thank you so very much.
Absolutely. That's just a little bit about what we're doing too. But again, thank you for letting us talk to you, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
That is very nice. Thank you. I have a little family of five.
Sure.
That I helped to feed. But they have nothing. They're little farmers. So I might just give it to them.
Well, there you go.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much.
You.
Very nice to meet you.
All right. Thank you.
You have a good
wonderful day.
Pretty incredible. That video, that's just a portion of a 6-minute video that's up, and one of those encountered yesterday. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Our question of the morning is, what is your favorite car you've ever owned? And people are chiming in on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, like Todd in Rice Lake says a 72 Camaro, and Jessica says a 09 Nissan Pathfinder, up until it developed an electrical gremlin we couldn't figure out. Yeah. And so we're inviting you to share it in your own voice as well at 715-396-1670.
Yes, this is PCD John. My favorite car was actually my first car when I was a freshman in college. I had a Rambler. I don't know if anybody remembers that name. A Rambler, that's where the seats went down into a bed. And one day we tried to get as many people stuck in that car as we could. One of the guys that wanted to try to get in was, his name was John. He weighed almost 300 pounds. And I forget the number of people we got in there. But we laid down and filled it right up to the top. I wish I remember the number, but we had fun doing it. And it was harder on loading the car than it was loading it when we stuck all those people in it, in that Rambler. It brings back good old memories. Anyway, that was my favorite car, and I sort of wish I still had that today. Hmm. God bless you.
All right, so it was an icebreaker question at a men's group I was at earlier this week. It is, what's your favorite car you've ever owned? Caleb, what would it be for you?
I think I would go back to my very first car that I worked very hard to purchase, a 1996 dark green Dodge Intrepid.
Mm.
Wasn't anything special, but it was the first car that I owned. And That thing, it kind of sat low. It was wide. Awesome in the snow. I don't think I've ever had a vehicle since then that was so good in the snow. You say, oh, it's just a car, Kayla. It was not just a car. I, again, young driver, remember going into the ditch one time and just driving right back out. Never been able to do that with any other vehicle I've owned, but that Dodge Intrepid, it was powerful. Got an aftermarket sound system that my buddy Zach installed in it, and I would blare all sorts of, early 2000s punk rock. But, man, I still wistfully think about that car. I loved it. Nothing fancy, but it was mine and it was special.
My favorite car I've ever owned is my Hot Wheels purple Ferrari. I don't know that I'll ever own one like that in real life, but that was my favorite car. My dad got me a sold me a Volkswagen Rabbit for $1.
Wow.
That was special. But I bought a 92 Honda Accord in 96 and have not bought a car close to that new for a long, long time. But we've got other listener responses this morning. Let's check those out on the listener line at 396-1670, your favorite car you've ever owned.
Morning, Mark, Caleb. My favorite car was a car I bought in 1978. It was a 1976 Chevy Laguna, which was a specialized version of the Chevy Chevelle. But one of the neat features of it, it had swivel bucket seats. And, of course, it was... when Vicki and I got married, it was the first car that we had together. But when she got pregnant, she really loved the swivel bucket seats because it made it easier for her to get up and out of the car. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, bye. Keith. Yeah, a lot of memories with that question, you know?
I think so, yeah, because sometimes it's so much more than just a vehicle that gets you from A to B. It's the memories, maybe the work that it took to get that vehicle, maybe, again, some of those... When Keith's saying, hey, I remember, again, that it made it easier when my wife was pregnant. You just think back, and there's so many memories, I think, attached to our vehicles. We'd love to hear, again, about yours. 715-396-1670. Text is fine, but voicemail's always better. And we'd love to hear about, your favorite vehicle you've ever owned.
We shared a couple earlier from the Waco Show Facebook group. Travis, also the pastor at Valley Brook, says 1997 Ford Ranger extended cab manual stick. Yeah, not as many of the manuals these days.
Hi, it's Shelly in Chautauqua. My favorite car was a Volkswagen Jetta, also known as Joni Jetta. I drove it till 428,000 miles, and the engine died on me, so I had to put it to rest. But it broke through snow. It drove on the backwaters of the Mississippi ice fishing. It was the best car ever, and still getting over 50 miles to the gallon the day it died. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Terrific. And we got another one. Julie in Eau Claire weighs in and says, I'm a diehard fan of Subarus now. She says, I'm on number 7. I wouldn't have anything else, but my favorite car was a green AMC Gremlin that my husband taught me to drive stick shift on around 1975. Some of those past references to the stick shift, Caleb.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? I'll just admit it's a skill that I never learned. But you definitely can get some great miles per gallon on those.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
You get a little rusty on it when you don't do it. I was calling you and Sam our kindness ambassadors. You guys were out and about, caught a bit of the video up at our WIB Facebook page from yesterday.
Yeah, check that out on our WWIB Radio Facebook page. We have also shared it to the WWIB Radio WIB Wake Up Show private Facebook group, so it's there as well, or search WWIB Radio on YouTube. It's all over the place, and you can see what we're doing again in November, paying for people's groceries. Again, just strangers kind of letting trusting the sovereignty of God to bring us to the right people that could really be blessed. We blessed two ladies earlier this week. One said, hey, I know someone that I want to turn and pay it forward and bless with this. Another, again, you could see the tears welling up in her eyes about just how much it would help. And so we're looking forward to continuing the kindness here in November and December. And Lord willing, even beyond that, too, if we continue to have support from sponsors, but also from you. Thank you so much for those who've given generously. You can do so at any time. Add a gift of any amount to the kindness jar to help keep the good going. WWIB.com/kindness. And check out that video, would you?
Yeah, it's really good to see. We shared some of the audio earlier this morning before 6:30 here on WWIB. The first woman that you surprised could feel that emotion there and see that as well. But hey, we're asking you, having some fun by asking you a question that was an icebreaker for a group I was at the other night, which is what's your favorite car you've ever owned? The WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, people like Kaya saying a 1997 Fifth Avenue, and Sue says a 1970 VW Bug. Some of these going way back.
You know? Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't make them like they used to, right?
They don't. Some people, I know some friends who still have a Volkswagen Bug. Probably not a 1970. Also, hearing from another listening friend of the listener line at 715-396-1670.
Good morning, Wib. This is Sherry from Bloomer, the Rope Jump Capital. My first car that I officially took a loan out and bought was in 1993. It was a 1988 Delta 88. And I was so proud of myself. I paid for that car. I did have to have a co-signer for it, but I had just got off of having a major surgery, and I was so proud of that car, and I loved it. I was driving a 1983 Chevy hatchback that my parents kind of had, and I used that for a little bit of a trade-in towards this car, and I'm grateful for my parents for letting me do that. And I was grateful for Toyson at that time for working with me and not having a lot of money, and I loved that car, and it was good to me. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
A lot of memories, and these memories run deep, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, and I think about, again, when I mentioned my 96 dark mm-hmm. green Dodge Intrepid, the almost 12-hour drives back and forth from school in Ohio and all that, too, that car got me mm-hmm. through, and the time when the tranny blew out and Mom and Dad helped me. I didn't have enough money to repair it when I was a poor college student, and Mom and Dad said, hey, that's your scholarship this year. We're going to – and I don't know that they had a lot either, but they dug deep and found a way to help me get back to school and to keep going. And, then the car ran to, what was it? I think 220-some thousand miles before finally too many things went wrong. But, I missed that car.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite car you've ever owned? What's some memories that go with it? Let us know.
We've been talking a lot about random acts of kindness with the Kindness Jar, and thank you so much to all those who've contributed to help keep that going. You can do so at wwib.com/kindness. But there are random acts of kindness, Halvo, that you can do that don't cost a dime, and things that you can do today, put in practice, starting with your home, with your family, with your workplace, with your neighborhood. And we've got a list. We can't even get through all of it here, mm-hmm. but some ideas for random acts of kindness that all of us can do.
Yeah, saw this yesterday in conjunction with World Kindness Day. For instance, you can call a friend that you haven't spoken to for a while.
How about sending a good old-fashioned letter to a grandparent?
What about sending flowers to a friend?
Offer to pick up some groceries if you have an elderly neighbor.
Mm-hmm. That makes me think about, what about doing Meals on Wheels. Yeah, that's a great program. You can also send someone a handwritten note.
I think that is kind of a lost art, right? Mm-hmm. Actually taking the time to write something by hand. It means a lot. Random acts of kindness, offer to babysit for a friend.
Yeah, walk your friend's dog.
Tell your family members how much you love and appreciate them. Doesn't cost you a dime. But again, you and I, kind of words of affirmation mm-hmm. people, we know how much that can mean.
Absolutely. You can help your parents with household chores, kids.
Help a friend get active, too. Again, it's tough to get motivated to exercise, but say, hey, let's go for a walk. Go for a run.
Tell a joke. Make someone laugh.
Offer to cook for a friend or family member.
Make a cup of tea for a friend or family member.
Again, going through a list coming off World Kindness Day yesterday, some random acts of kindness that we all could put into practice that are easy. How about helping with a household chore at home or for a friend, or host an informal get-together and invite your neighbors to get to know each other? Hospitality.
Tell someone you know that you're proud of them, or tell them why you're thankful for them during this Thanksgiving month.
A few more. How about sending a motivational text to a friend who's struggling, or send someone you know a joke to cheer them up? Laughter, great medicine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Maybe send someone a picture of a cute animal. Make sure they like that animal, though.
Yeah. you can send inspirational quotes to a friend or interesting articles, just letting people know that you're thinking of them, that they're on your mind.
Finally, put a surprise note or a drawing on someone's desk. Listen, if you're married, when's the last time you did that for your spouse?
Yeah.
Or maybe contact someone you haven't seen in a while and arrange to meet up for coffee or lunch.
Yeah, and maybe when you're checking out, just engage in a friendly mm-hmm. conversation at the grocery store, the coffee shop, whatever it might be. And, mm-hmm. you know, instead of just responding with I'm doing fine when they ask you how your day is going, maybe genuinely show interest. Ask them how their day is going.
As long as that list was, we're only halfway home.
Right. Continuing with the kindness list here, 50 random acts of kindness that you could do today. Following up on World Kindness Day yesterday, of course, ongoing, the Kindness Jar, wwib.com/kindness. You can check out our social media to see some of our latest escapades, adventures, sharing God's kindness with our community here in West Central Wisconsin. But here's some things that you can put into action, most that don't cost you anything.
Yeah, for instance, spend time playing with your pet.
Sign up to do volunteering work in your local community.
Reach out to spend time with a friend, family member, or neighbor who's experiencing loneliness. We got a loneliness epidemic in this country.
Indeed. Maybe have a clear out in your house or garage. Take items to a local charity shop.
Make and send a care package to someone who needs it. It's exciting what we do here as far as those members of the military with the care packages.
Yeah, and you can do that with military members, with college students, maybe just family members you haven't seen or talked to for a while. Make a donation to charity, of course, a great random act of kindness to do.
Offer to pick up a friend or family member from work or make a cup of tea for your colleagues.
How about get to know the new staff member at work, or can I say this, get to know the new person at church, right?
Yeah. For sure. Lend your ear or listen to your colleague who's having a bad day, or say good morning.
How about baking a cake for your colleagues? Mm-hmm. You know what? I feel like we could use some random acts of kindness here at WIB as well, too, if anybody out in the office is listening.
I almost sent you a picture of the, I saw a Reese's cake the other day.
Oh.
Wow. That was. Give praise to your colleague for something they've done well.
If it's raining, lend someone your umbrella, or take someone out for lunch instead of eating at your desk.
Give up your seat to an elderly, disabled, or pregnant person.
Let someone else jump in line in front of you at the grocery store.
I'm going to copy this off and put it on the fridge. This is just too good. Take a minute to help someone who's lost.
Again, these are 50 random acts of kindness. We went through half before. We're almost done here, and I'm sure you can add to this list. How about having a conversation with someone who's experiencing homelessness, and maybe you can do something to help them as well, too. A quick shout-out. I know our friends at Whirlybird Coffee Co. in Chippewa Falls are doing something this month to make a tangible difference.
Yeah, for sure. Also, you could help a mother carrying her push chair down the stairs or hold the door for her.
I feel like this comes from Britain, actually, because I don't know what a push chair is, but I think it's like a stroller.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Let a fellow driver merge into your lane, or pick up some, again, this is British,
pick up some
rubbish lying around in the street. I think it's garbage or trash.
Smile but rubbish and say is more hello fun. To people you may pass every day but have never spoken to before.
Return a lost item to its owner. Take that time.
Or pop into a coffee shop and ask to pay for coffee for them to give to someone later that day for free.
I love that. Random acts of kindness. We've gone through 50 of them here on the WIB Wake Up Show. I'm sure you can add to the list as well.